Gene Hemrick here. Recently, we added to our website the section called You Want to Know What a Priest Does and Experiences? Just Listen. Why did we add this? Well, because it is the year of the priest. We add it because we feel that there are many, many dimensions to the priesthood, and the more dimensions that we can put on our website, the more those who listen to them will realize that the priesthood has many, many exciting possibilities, and that it is a vocation to things that the ordinary person really doesn't ever reflect on. I am inviting other priests to tell their unique stories, especially stories which show the priesthood in a different light other than the altar and the lectern. It is not to say that there are not a lot of wonderful experiences that take place within the sacramental realm of the priest, but we would also like to show that really the priesthood is multidimensional, and because it is, it's a very exciting vocation. Today, with your permission, I would again like to speak from my own experiences and a dimension of the priesthood that some of us have experienced, namely being a campus ministry. In 1971, when I finished my graduate work, I went to Illinois Benedictine College, and there I became a campus minister for 5 years, also a seminary rector to a very small group of seminarians. But what is it like to be a priest, campus minister? Well, first of all, it is never dull. I lived in the dorms. And that means that when you live in the dorms, you live the life of the student. And what is that life all about? Well, going to classes. It is also the anxiety of passing tests, the anxiety of being socially accepted, the anxiety of losing a boyfriend or a girlfriend, the anxiety of just growing up. And this is part of what you work with when you are with young people. Not only this, but as a campus minister, you always run into, and I have, young people whose minds are new. Namely, they're asking questions now like never before in their life. It's a time of exploration. And so it's not unheard of for a campus minister who leaves his door open to have a student come in or a group of students come in and spend a whole night right through to the next morning, pull an all-nighter, asking philosophical questions, questions about the world, especially questions about God and the moral life. And this is one of the, what you might call, perks of campus ministry. I might add, you have to be pretty young to hang in there, because this can go on, and you also have to have limits and boundaries. Campus ministry also includes dealing with students who come and now are going through the passage of life. They're rites of passage. And what it is that you're coming in, you're away from parents, and you start to feel your oats. And so you have students who come in and they spend all night doing nothing but playing music and just having one good old time. And then there are others who come in and are very serious about their studies and they buckle down. I might say that one of the things in campus ministry I noticed was that there were students who came in who were good students and flipped. Why? Very hard to understand. On the other hand, I've seen students come in who were poor students, were real characters, and they flipped and were the best at graduation. We have this flip-flopping in campus ministry. I think it's part of growing up. I think it's part of entering into adulthood, that rite of passage. And it's very difficult to predict whether a student coming in will be a good student when they leave, or will be a so-so or not-so-good student, or may even drop out before graduation. And this is one of the things that campus ministry really zeroes in on and focuses, and that is trying to help a young man or a young woman get through that new stage of life. I might add that So often when students come in and they do present problems, one of the first things we always ask is, what is the parental background? What exactly are they coming from? What type of home? What are mom and dad like? Are mom and dad together? And what are we inheriting from the parents? So often, young people, not always, but quite frequently, people who have problems in college are really bringing with them baggage that was baggage at home. And again, this is a part of the life of a campus minister, to be able to try to read that, understand it, and in doing so, being able to help a student through the difficult times he or she may have. What are some of the more beautiful parts of campus ministry? Well, I think looking back on my own experience, I think starting up the day every day with Mass and having a group of students there was very comforting. And I might say that some of those students, later, I witnessed their marriages. And again, one of the most beautiful things about being a campus minister is that they become your family. Years later, they will contact you and want to recall the days when they were together with you as a student. And you realize they are really part of your family and you are part of their family. And it's a very wonderful thing. I had a good number of marriages, many of which really, really worked out well, and some didn't. And it's very gratifying to have a student come back and say, you know, you remember when you told me this? That was one of the best things that was ever taught to me in life. And then to see their wife, to see the husband, to see the children, and to see what they've done with their lives as far as a career goes. That is one of the perks of campus ministry. There are many, many other perks, especially when you are in campus ministry itself. There's a sense of camaraderie that builds up with various students, and you get to know them very well, and they really do become, I won't say like your children or son or daughter, but pretty much so. Looking for guidance, support, and nothing like taking a walk to the cafeteria with a student and just discussing things that are pertinent to them at that moment in their lives. We've seen a lot come and a lot go, and that lot is really a lot. You have big student populations, and in one way or another, you're connected with them all. What else is there to campus ministry? Well, there's sports. And as a campus minister, I also got involved with the baseball team and worked with the junior varsity baseball team, which was a disaster, except I must say one of the most interesting episodes I had in that job was going to our Joliet prison and playing the prisoners there. I think we beat them something like 25-0. But just going through the prison itself, getting in, going through the different gates that you have to go through, and then eating the food that they ate, mingling with them, and then getting on the ball field with them. And it was sort of, I felt somewhat sorry when we left, because many of them are losers in one way or another. And then to lose at 25-0 was pretty sad, because they were always fighting among themselves on the ball field. Anyhow, you don't often hear this about campus ministry, but that is part of campus ministry. I also tried to play football with some of the students, and I think they were laying for me, because my quarterback threw one down the middle, and they sandwiched me. I mean, I got hit from both sides, and I felt it for a long time after that. But that's being with students. All in all, campus ministry is really being with young people, trying to help them when they need help, living with them as they begin to idealize life and try to understand it and live it. Probably that is the most awesome of all in campus ministry, is the idealism of young people. Some are searching for God very strongly. Others could care less. It's a melting pot of many different types, and you have to adjust to each student as they are in themselves and speak to their uniqueness and never, ever grouped them together as one. I also did teach in the classroom and had some of them as students, and I must say that was extremely gratifying, as any teacher will tell you. When you have students and both minds are working together, there's something beautiful about that, and there's no taking away of the beauty of that. It's a really a gratifying experience. The chapel, yes, that was always the beginning of the day. From then on in, it was students coming in at any time of the day and at night, always looking for a conversation here or there on whatever. Some students turning out extremely well, others, you wish you could only help them more because they just didn't seem to fit in. And when it's all said and done, and you leave campus ministry, and I believe most campus ministers would agree after a certain age, it's sort of good to get out of it because you begin to become like a child again or a young adult, and you're moving on your own stage. But when you do leave it, you really don't leave it. Those students are with you the rest of your life. And I think this is a dimension of the priesthood that only those who have been in campuses as campus ministers will tell you is really a wonderful part of being a priest. We also have nuns that take on this, and we also have a good number now of lay persons being campus ministers. And as a group, I think that we'll all admit that the perks really outweigh any of the negatives that go along with campus ministry. End of what do you want to know about a priest? What he experiences and does? Well, this is one of the dimensions of priesthood. Amen.